Douglas Monzora of the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should be encouraged to use this system, as opposition parties have been calling for its use over the years.
The MDC has always demanded a biometric voters' registration exercise at the voters' roll. The advantages of a biometric voters' roll is that it is less open to manipulation and less susceptible to double voting.
SEC is quoted in the Sunday Mail newspaper is saying they are exploring ways of using the system in the 2018 harmonized general elections. Monzora said, if adopted, the biometric system should also be extended to the polling booths. He said the use of the biometric voting systems reduces electoral fraud and leads to the compilation of transparent voters' rolls. Monzora recommended that Zimbabwe should use the Namibian biometric voting system.
However, there are a number of types of biometric voting. We are advocating for a Namibian system of biometric voter registration and voting. The Namibian system is deemed to be more comprehensive but expensive.
Jacob Mafume, spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, concurred, noting that this kind of voting is used in most developed nations.
Biometric voting is the way to go. It is the best international practice. As you know, people have got biometric voters. Some countries have gone even to have biometric identity cards, biometric cards for civil servants, and so forth.
Mafume, however, urged SEC to continue working towards holding free and fair elections through implementing other necessary reforms.
It will remove part, you know, the voters' roll is part of what we were complaining. So an election is not a one-thing event, it's a process. There are many other confidence builders. So if we deal with the biometric voter roll, so we've dealt with the voter roll, we need to deal with the atmosphere of fear. We need to deal with the atmosphere of infiltration of ZEC by security agents. We need to deal with the issue of vote buying, intimidation, and violence.
Tawanda Chimini, an election expert and director of Zimbabwe Election Resource Center, also applauded steps being taken by ZEC in exploring ways of using a biometric voter registration system in which some body parts like the iris are scanned to capture someone's identity. This system is among many components of holding transparent elections.
Biometric data, in our view, promotes the security around identification of a voter. So gone will be the days where someone can simply come and claim a vote on the basis of a name and an ID. Because as we move forward, this time around, even those conducting the election will verify the voter by looking at the person physically if pictures are adopted.
The government has over the years opposed the use of the biometric voter system. Opposition parties have complained after almost all national elections about the lack of a proper voters' roll, saying that it was fertile ground for electoral fraud. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.